Thank you. So I have nothing to disclose. So what I'm going to be doing today is talking about an initiative that's part of a statewide program that we have called the Worker Occupational Safety and Health Training and Education Program, WOSHTEP. WOSHTEP was established through workers' compensation reform legislation in 2002. It's funded by insurance carriers that write workers' comp insurance in California, and it's administered by the Commission on Health and Safety and Workers' Compensation, which is housed in our Labor Department. The program is implemented by three resource centers, one at UC Berkeley at LOHP, one at UCLA, LOSH, the Labor Occupational Safety and Health Program, and then one at UC Davis, their Ag Center there. And so the goal of WOSHTEP is to reduce injuries and illnesses and workers' comp costs. There are four major components. There's the specialist course, which is what I'm going to focus on today, which teaches worker leaders to become occupational safety and health specialists who can work with management and coworkers to identify and solve health and safety programs or problems. But then we also have a small business project that provides resources and training to small business owners and managers. We conduct awareness sessions around the state for community organizations and labor unions. We have young worker leadership academies. Diane is, runs that program for us. And then we have resource centers in each of the university-based resource centers that provide ongoing support and technical assistance to WOSH specialists, but also others that go through our classes. So again, I'm focusing mostly on the WOSH specialist course and one particular aspect of it, which I'll get to in a minute. But just to give you a little bit of an overview, the course really is a leadership-based class, and it teaches not just health and safety skills, but how do you speak up in the workplace, how do you make change in the workplace. As I said, it's a statewide program, and to date, since about 2004, 2005, we've trained over 3,200 WOSH specialists around the state. It's a three-day class, so it's a commitment that people are making when they attend. And then, as I say, we provide ongoing support and technical assistance. What people are taught are how to identify hazards, how to control them, how to investigate accidents, something about workers' comp, also about Cal/OSHA regulations, and everybody goes through that class, those components, those modules, but then there are three hazard-specific or other more focused topics that people also go through. And then the legislation that established this program really does prioritize workers who are working in high-hazard industries and occupations. A few years back, we did an evaluation of the whole program to find out whether WOSH specialists were, in fact, going back to their workplaces and making changes in their workplaces, and we found that they were. They were working with management and or their unions to make significant health and safety changes, including participating in health and safety committees. So we can't do this training all by ourselves. There are too many workers in California, and so as part of this program, we also have a worker occupational safety and health training and of trainers program. And so periodically we hold TOTs and train specific network trainers to go and conduct this class for us. So for example, we've taught TOTs and now have network trainers and that are delivering the class through city community colleges and also city and county departments. And then LOSH, UCLA LOSH, has used their TOTs to train specialists to go and do awareness sessions for community groups, et cetera. And so that's just, you know, part of the model. And so as part of the training of trainers model, we, after working for many years with California Department of Corrections and the Prison Industries Authority to train supervisors in those two locations, this class, CalPIA, the California Prison Industries Authority, approached us and asked us if we would provide a TOT for them specifically so that they could train their inmate workers that are working in prison industries, health and safety and leadership skills. And so we did that 3 years ago. We trained 16 Cal PIA supervisors to go back and teach the course to their inmate workers. So just a little bit. Oh, so, oops, I'm sorry, before I get to that. So obviously the question that we had was, can this leadership class really work in a prison setting? And can they really exercise leadership skills? And so after teaching the TOT to the supervisors, and after they're going back and teaching the class for a period of years, we asked the question, you know, can this really work in a prison setting? So that's what this talk is about. I'm going to tell you what the results are of this evaluation. So first, just what is happening, what kind of work is being done at Cal PIA? A lot of manufacturing, so you can see that there's furniture. All the state furniture that's made for government offices is made in through prison industries in the various prisons around the state. There's poultry and food processing. There's garment manufacturing, so all the prison uniforms, et cetera, are made in PIA. There's some construction and facilities maintenance. A lot of flags are made in PIA, and then, of course, in California, as probably elsewhere, all the license plates are made in one of the facilities in the state. So you can see that it's very hazardous work. There's a lot of old equipment and old facilities and old ways of doing things. So, as I said, we trained 16 supervisors to go through our class, but in fact only three have actually taught the class. And so the three supervisors are at Soledad Prison, also called Correctional Training Facility, Avenal State Prison, which is down in the Central Valley, and then at San Quentin. And then of these three, most of the 12 classes have been taught by the supervisor at Soledad. And only one has been taught at Avenal, and two have been taught at San Quentin. And so, let's see. Okay. So the primary goal of the evaluation was to assess whether Cal PIA inmate workers, after going through a health and safety leadership class taught by their supervisors, whether they can speak up and exercise leadership skills in a prison setting. We also wanted to understand what skills they've exercised, what health and safety issues they've identified and are facing, and what they thought of the course itself. What we decided to do was both a survey and focus groups. So we did focus groups in the three settings, Avenal, San Quentin, and Soledad, but the survey we were only able to do at Soledad. And we had, of 101 inmate worker specialists that have gone through the class, we got 34 surveys back. So what I'm going to show you now is the data from the surveys, which, by the way, I want to just say is more of a case example than a full-out evaluation, clearly. So the first question we asked was, after the course, these are all people who've gone through the course, have you identified any health and safety hazards? And 33 of 34 identified at least one hazard, those main hazards being crowded walkways and trip hazards, machine-related hazards, lack of PPE, electrical, chemical spills, and other. And then we asked if they'd tried to solve health and safety problems, and 27 of 34 have tried to do something about them, they've spoken up, have talked to supervisors, et cetera. So examples are of what they've tried to do include, one person said, I brought up the issue of poor lighting and it was solved. Another said, I suggested fixing the machine guards and providing training to operators. Another said, a lot of us are getting older and it's getting harder to lift like we used to. So I had tables made with wheels that were at the same height as our work table, so we can slide our work onto the rolling table to move it to the next station. OK. that was pretty cool, right, Laura? So we've also wanted to see if they were doing things other than that, whether there are other activities that they had engaged in. And 20 of the 34 respondents said that they were. And those primary other activities included serving on a health and safety committee, providing training to coworkers, participating in inspections. Those were the main three. One of the Soledad PIA inmate workers works in the office, and his job is to coordinate these classes. And so one of the things he does is he prints up little posters of everybody in their department who is a WOSH specialist so that everybody knows who to go to if there's a problem. And he also has printed up badges for them. And that's turned out to be kind of an important thing, which I'll explain in a minute. So when asked, what are the biggest health and safety issues you face in your job? People said things like, workers aren't taking seriously the job-related dangers, breaking through old-timers' mindsets of doing things, protocols not being followed. It's all about production, production, production. And I was really struck by how similar that is to any other workplace in terms of what people think about the health and safety issues and how people take them or not take them seriously. But there also are some things that are unique, of course, to prison industries. So, for example, it is pretty notable to go and see people working on machines with long sleeves, and, it just seems very hazardous, but because of some security issues, they are required to wear them that way. They're loose and long. And so a few people in the survey mentioned that they felt that was not a good thing and that they wish something could be done about it. So, so then this was sort of the biggest question that we wanted to ask, which was, how comfortable do you feel about speaking up to your supervisors? And just to say that we did do this anonymously, and we had people, I was there when they filled them out, and we had them put them in an envelope. And again, this is only Soledad, and so it's just one facility, but for the most part, people seem to feel comfortable speaking up about health and safety in their environment. And I think it partly has to do with the fact of who their supervisor is. He is somebody that they really respect. He's somebody who actually respects them. And they feel they made a lot of comments in the focus groups about how comfortable they feel talking to him. So, just like any other workplace, that is often the case, is how you and your manager relate to each other. We asked about what they liked about the course, and a lot of people said they liked the interaction, that it wasn't just a lecture. Our classes are very participatory, and that was the first time people had been part of that in a lot of cases. And so they were surprised that they weren't just being lectured at, that there were activities for them to work on. And this quote is not on here, but another quote was, "It opened my eyes to everyday hazards in the workplace, like ergonomics, something I'd never considered before." And I was reminded by one of the supervisors, I think it was actually the instructor, who said, "You have to remember that people have been in the prison for decades, and so ergonomics is not, it's very much a part of our everyday life, but it's very new to them." And so, he'd never even thought about ergonomics before. So one inmate worker from San Quentin, when we talked to him, said that he thought the class's small group activities helped him be more concerned with other people and to break down barriers related to race. So I think it was really a unique situation for them to be sitting together and solving problems. And I think it had an impact, in many sort of areas. We asked, what are ways that WOSH class could be improved? And a lot of people said they wanted more advanced classes. And this really relates to the next piece of this, which is when we asked what they thought their benefits were for attending the course, it wasn't just because of health and safety issues, you know, related to what they're doing now, but they really see it as helping them when they get out. And so employability was a huge issue and a huge motivator, both on the part of the inmate workers who go through the class, but also on the part of the supervisors, the PIA director, and the warden. Because in California, there's a huge move to get people, you know, the prisons are overcrowded, and so employability is really a big issue right now, and anything people can do to develop skills so they can take them with them is really important. And so I think that's why people are really paying attention in the classes as well. In fact, Laura and I went to San Quentin at one point, and I'm almost done. And we were kind of not quizzing people, but just kind of trying to see whether they got sort of the messages of the class, one of which is, understanding kind of underlying reasons why people get hurt, and we were really struck by how much people got the messages in ways that sometimes people don't in our other classes. And so I think it's because they're spending a lot of time in the class and they're really paying attention. And actually we know of one inmate worker, WOSH specialist, who after his release got a job in health and safety. He's now working for a construction firm as their health and safety person. So people know about that and they're kind of motivated. So kind of in conclusion, I think the general answer to the question, can Cal PIA inmate workers exercise occupational safety and health leadership skills in a prison setting, is yes, they can. It is a workplace. It has a workplace feel to it, but it also, I think, just like anywhere else, relates to who the supervisors are. And then I also think that Cal PIA WOSH specialists also have unique challenges. So, for example, the concept of inmate workers telling other inmate workers what to do, which would be the case of a WOSH specialist, they would have some authority. That's not really looked very well upon. So the fact that one worker that is at Soledad who's printing up, the badges and the poster of the names, that helps give people some authority. But also the fact that the class teaches communication skills and how you relate to people and how you look at problems and you look at the underlying causes and you don't blame workers, I think that helps too, so that people are developing communication skills through the class that can serve them well as WOSH specialists in prison, but also something they can take with them afterwards. And then this last thing I would just say is that, these are very vulnerable workplaces. As we can see, these are very vulnerable workers, and there are lots and lots of hazards in their workplace. In fact, when I was at Soledad last, I was kind of looking through the garment factory, and it was very similar to the one I saw in Bangladesh recently. So I think this is a population that needs health and safety education. It's not a population that gets it very much, but I think it's an important thing for us to keep doing and keep studying and evaluating. And again, this is just a case example, but it makes me want to keep working in this area. So I think that's it. Thank you.